Hi, this is Robert E. Wilson. I usually go by Bob Wilson. I'm a current convert to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, nicknamed by many the Mormon Church. I joined the church in February of 1957. As a result, I lack an authentic Mormon pioneer heritage so common in the church. For example, none of my ancestors walked across the plains pulling a handcart or suffered persecution at the hands of mobs in Ohio, Missouri, or Illinois, or sweltered in southern Utah trying to eke out a living in a very desolate country. But I have attempted to partially make up for this lack of Mormon heritage by reading church history and collecting authentic Mormon folk songs whenever I could. I like these early Mormon folk songs because they were written by real people expressing real feelings about real events which they faced in their lives. They have given me an insight and an appreciation for what these early saints went through, which I otherwise might never have obtained. I was greatly aided in this process by Reed Probst, an LDS roommate, who discovered a wealth of information about the West in general, and the Mormons in particular, including several great Mormon folk songs, at the Bancroft Library of Western History on the UC Berkeley campus, where we both were attending graduate school. With the help of another roommate, Joe Jensen, we put on our first fireside program, probably in 1960, at the LDS Institute of Religion in Berkeley. Today I will give you some of the highlights of our research, essentially duplicating that earlier performance, only without the help of Reed and Joe. I have put these songs in roughly chronological order in a program I might characterize as, quote, a musical chronology of church history as told in song by ordinary folks about their extraordinary lives, end of quote. Or, alliterationally, a savory sampling of several songs, some serious, some silly, sung by or about the saints of Sage and Saddle as they sought sanctuary and settled Salt Lake City and surrounds. And without further ado, we'll begin our program.